Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, hello. Welcome to this week's episode of Journal Entries. Actually, I used to start off saying, welcome to this journal entry, because technically, I really do bring you through journal entries that I have written. This week, we are going to be talking about transitions, about those tougher seasons of life. I started off really wanting to help the busy, stressed out woman. And I realized this is basically everyone. It's every woman has so much going on. And when I really sat down to think about who is it really that I would love to like touch their heart and hold their hand and walk them through what they're going through, my heart felt called to help the version of me who was truly struggling, the version of me who was in the thick of it, who was in the middle of a really tough season, if you will, or as I like to call a transition. This is because I've been through a lot of transitions, starting from right after I graduated from grad school. I started the sequence of moving, and moving takes a toll on you. If you've ever moved, it's just a lot. It's a lot emotionally, mentally, and physically. And I've moved 8 times in 10 years. I moved twice within the Albany region, and then I moved to the Boston area, and then back to my hometown, and then up to Maine. And we moved, me and my partner at the time moved twice to do 2 different places, technically 3, now that I'm thinking about it, 3 different places there. And then we moved down to the Outer Banks right before coming back to my hometown, which is where I currently am with my son. It's a lot. It was a lot. So just moving. But then other transitions are things like binge eating disorder. That was something that I struggled with for a very long time. And I overcame that. I went through pregnancy. Talk about transition of being an independent single woman or married woman, you know, just on your own, to then carrying a child, and then new mom life. Holy moly, that is like a whirlwind. That was a transition of just like getting used to that new normal of being a mom, having this other being to take care of. And then my story went into divorce and single parenting, and then of course, daily stress and overwhelm and all of the things that we all face. And so that's just a really quick overview of some of the tougher seasons and transitions that I have been through in my adult years. Full disclosure, I did not journal through all of that. Journaling was not a priority for me through all of those items that I just went through. Looking back, I didn't journal before then, before my rock bottom, if you will. Because I now know that journaling is being really, really honest with yourself. In my mind, journaling connects your head with your heart. It makes everything make sense. And my heart wasn't ready to face what I knew my head would be telling me if I asked the right questions. Back when I was going through eating disorder, back when I was going through all of the different moves, back when I was going through certain arguments with my partner, I wasn't ready to be honest with myself. And that's okay. But if you are listening to this and you feel that same way, but you also feel like you would like a process or some journal prompts to start tapping into that, stick around, because I do have prompts that I would give to my past self that I wish I would have had at the time. But I did start to journal when I, you know, reached what I felt was my rock bottom, which was new mom life. Saying that out loud, that sounds like it should be bad. New mom, becoming a mom is a beautiful thing, of course, right? But it's a lot. And I specifically remember writing in my journal that I felt like I was dropping all of the balls, like dropping the parenting ball, the wife ball, the business ball, the meal prepping ball, and the fitness ball, like all these balls that are supposed to be up in the air and we're supposed to be managing all the time. They were just all like heavy weights on the ground. And that's why I journaled. I still remember that I was sitting on the couch with my partner and I just was feeling all of this was like inside of me. And I just excused myself. I said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go journal because I have a lot on my mind. I wasn't even honest with myself at that point before that journal entry to be able to say how I felt to myself, let alone share it with somebody else. So I just excused myself. I went into our spare bedroom. I think I locked the door because I didn't want him to walk in on me. I allowed myself to cry and I just wrote that quote about all of the balls and then just vented. And I did expect to feel relief. That's the whole purpose of why I journaled. But what I didn't expect was to feel the sense of validation and hope that came from journaling that night. That's when I knew that I wanted to continue journaling. When I wanted to continue showing up and just being honest with how I felt. I had no idea that it would turn into what it is now, like this safe haven for me and even a business and this podcast. I had no idea. I just knew that it felt good and I just needed more of that in my life. And so if you are looking for something like that, here are the three things that I would do. First is define what consistency looks like for you. Consistency does not mean daily. I get this question all the time of how do you like stay consistent with journaling? That word is thrown at me all the time. And I love reminding people, consistency means it's just something done in the same way over time. It does not mean done daily. So maybe consistency for you is once a week, or maybe it's every Monday and Thursday before you watch your favorite TV show. Another great way to be consistent is to habit stack. So if you often have a cup of tea or wine or whatever it is, maybe you journal while you have that. Like for me in the mornings, I have my pre-workout and journal at the same time. So that's just another consistency tip. But define what consistency looks like for you. Step two comes down to what to write. I was giving a presentation recently and somebody asked, what happens when you have too much on your mind that you feel like you would just write forever and ever? And I loved this question because normally I get asked, like, I have nothing on my mind. What do I write? So when you have so much on your mind, it's kind of like how I felt when I first started journaling. So what I would love for you to think of is what is weighing the heaviest on your mind right now? Or what is weighing the heaviest on your heart? Where if that part could ease up a little bit and the rest of your day or life would feel a little bit easier, what is that thing? So try and pinpoint, even though you have so much going on, and you could definitely do a brain dump, kind of like I did. I just journaled all the things, but you could also try pinpointing one thing. And then the goal is relief. So just ask questions about that thing that you just pinpointed. Questions like what, why, what is the meaning, and just kind of get all the details out. What this is doing is getting it out of your brain
and onto paper. Sometimes people fear that doing that might bring up the emotion, and it might, but the act of getting it onto paper is the step of releasing it, of getting rid of it. And there are additional steps, especially if it lingers, to actually working through it. But this alone might be exactly what you need. And then the third step is for the person who I talked about earlier, who is afraid of what she might discover in her journal. She's afraid of what she might write when she starts writing and asking herself the questions. And so for her, for you that's listening, I want you to ask yourself, what am I afraid to uncover if I dig into this area of my life? What is it deep down? And then secondly, what is the worst case scenario if I don't address this area? I was always such a positive person, and I looked at the best case scenario no matter what. Always. Like, I think the term worst case scenario was not even in my vocabulary. I always thought about, like, yeah, this situation kind of stinks. It's not great, but best case scenario, here's what's going to happen. However, if I was honest with myself, and even more so, if I was brave enough to look at the worst case scenario, of, for me, that would have been going through a divorce before I had even gotten married, when I was questioning certain things that were going on, my life would be so different right now. And for better or worse, it doesn't matter. But just exploring that question is going to be so eye-opening and potentially provide so many answers or even just insights that can really help you through this season of where you're at. And like I mentioned earlier with another prompt, it might just be the very beginning and of working through it, but it's the very first step of being brave enough to honor where you're at and what's happening and how you're feeling. I did just create more journal prompts. I love prompts. If you can't tell, I provide prompts in every single podcast episode that I share with you. And so I decided to create weekly prompts that will be delivered to your inbox, to your email, and they are delivered Sunday mornings. That way, if Sunday morning is a time for you where it's just for yourself and you're sipping your tea or coffee, you can journal, or you can save it for Sunday night when you brain dump, or maybe if you get into the office and you have some quiet time, whenever is a good time for you. Sunday mornings is when they will be mailed out. And not just that, but they will have a theme. So they are starting in October. So by the time you listen to this, the first one at least will have been sent out. But October's theme is all about change, just in conjunction with the changing leaves and changing trees. We're going to be addressing change and growth and transitions like we've talked about today. So if you want to sign up for them, they're totally free, and you can sign up at www.samanthapenkoff.com/prompts. And I'll also include that link in the show notes. And also, when you sign up, I'll give you a prompt as soon as you sign up that you can mull over until the next Sunday comes around, just so that you have something to journal on until the next one officially comes out. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are going through a tough transition right now, remember, you've got this. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.